Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Max Kaminsky, CTO and co-founder at Brain4Net. Welcome, Max.
Hi, Allison.
So, Max, why don't you just get us started by telling us about Brain4Net and your company's role within the network spectrum?
Well, we're a software company, and we're developing an NFV service platform mostly focused for telecom service providers. And we'd like to rethink a modern networking to add more flexibility and agility to approach how telcos build their networks and provide services to their customers.
Obviously, the migration of the network to virtualized infrastructure opens up an amazing opportunity for innovation for the industry. You guys have received a lot of acclaim for some of the technologies that you're delivering to market. Tell me a little bit about the products that you're focused on and where you think you're differentiating in terms of solutions that you're delivering to comms SPs.
Comparing to other vendors, we have an enablement platform for telcos which allows to achieve benefits of both SDN and a transport network and network function virtualization to provide services. So we have a complicated set of different products which can be used standalone in a different area. So we have a transport solution providing the carriers and a transport for Ethernet networks using the open flow switches, allowing to telcos to replace pretty expensive MPLS routers while providing the same level of functionality and carrier-grade reliability for transport. And we have an orchestration system allowing not only to provide services from a single data center, but to build a telco cloud connecting multiple data centers, connecting multiple virtualization clusters, and maintaining the service chain, including the individual instances of the service functions for every customer and infrastructural functions which can be used by telcos for many customers. And building the service chain, including the transport network, getting the traffic from a customer access, moving it through the Ethernet network towards the nearest data center where services can be provided and connecting with a particular set of functions which should be provided or chosen by telcos customers and maintaining the integrity of all this service chain, rebalancing the overall load, maintaining the high availability for all the services, choosing the best resources to provide all the services.
Now, you guys were recently recognized as an Innovation Challenge finalist within the Intel Network Builders and Verizon Innovation Challenge program at the end of last year. More recently, you were the first ONF-certified x86 OpenFlow switch solution to hit the market. Now, that's an impressive accomplishment. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, well, we demonstrated to Verizon our first release of our platform where we combined the network interconnecting different data centers where NFV infrastructure were located, and we demonstrated our ability to interconnect the customer sites and deliver traffic through the network to different functions and deliver the low latency for traffic handling on these functions and demonstrated the high availability for this function. So we can detect any failures and restore the service to the customers in a second with different ways to interconnect customer sites and the traffic and the function itself. To achieve this, we using different pieces of the software, but to get a full control of traffic delivery to virtual machines, we built our own virtual switch which can be used as a standalone switch on an x86 server to demonstrate that we're not developing the proprietary solution. So we always aim to use as much open standards and protocols as possible. So we decided to certify the Swiss switch against the standards of OpenFlow of version 1.3.4. And we passed all these requirements and tests and get the certification.
Now, you guys are also an active member of the Network Builders Program. Tell me why that's valuable in terms of your engagement with the industry.
Well, it's pretty useful to to be part of Network Builders because it allows us to get more information about what's going on in industries, who's developing what things, and to be in touch with other companies and allowing us to more quickly build an ecosystem around our platform. So we found a lot of partners who are also members of Intel Network Builders to integrate their products with our solution to offer to our customers more options to choose different third-party components to implement and to use in their networks.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Max. It's been a real pleasure. One last question for you. If folks want to learn more about BrainNet and engage with you on a POC or trial of one of your solutions, how would they get in touch with you and find out more?
Well, you always can find us and what we're doing and our contacts on our site, brainfornet.com. There is all contacts and feedback forms, so you can easily get in touch. Of course, you can always find us on our booth on NFA's Dan World Congress this fall.
Well, thanks so much for being on today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. Same to me.